Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We had a gentleman call during our last hearing for case, it was during case number 12488, but he had called in reference to case number 12489. That record had been closed and tabled. So as such, we are not able to entertain those comments at this time. That record is closed. Certainly, that will be before the board at our next meeting on the 16th. We have checked with IT. There were multiple calls, so bottom line is we had working IT ability for that call to have come in, and it did not at the time we had allotted for that. That said, if, when it comes up on the 16th, the board, you know, at that time could review the record and decide how it wishes to proceed then, so.
Has the caller been notified?
The caller, I believe, is listening, I believe, right now, and IT is aware of that.
So we acknowledge that he called, and we acknowledge his comments, but we cannot put that in the record.
You have to disregard any of the comments that were received. It was very difficult in some respects to understand it, at least I was. And we have to disregard those comments. We can only base it on the record that was before the board at the time of the hearing and before the record was closed. And if at some point the board, when it comes up for table, the board wished to.
So once we take it off the table, we could ask for comments?
We would have to renotice and reopen the record.
Okay.
Which the board could do, but right now it's not proper to do that. We've already moved on with the agenda and closed the record.
All right. Thank you.
Next public